Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to tell you that this is a not safe for work podcast. That's right, we are teachers who love our jobs, even though we like to bitch about them. And since we want to keep these jobs we bitch about that we love, we're going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. First thing I want to do is I want to thank all of my Patreon patron donors. That's right, if you would like to support Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and hear extra bonus content and episodes and all kinds of stuff that's just not available on the main feed, go sign up at Patreon. You can do it for as little as $5. If you donate more, you get free Teacher Needs Drink swag. So here's the friends I'd like to thank this week: Miss Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Cara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Those are our wonderful Patreon people, and I'd also like to thank our host, Ludlum Dramatics. That's right, if you need educational theater posters for your classroom, or you know a theater teacher in your building who could benefit from the extra help, send them to Ludlum Dramatics. There are so many educational theater posters. Some of them are as simple as how to behave in an audience. I bet you got students who could learn from that. Hell, I bet you got parents that could learn from that. Anyway, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and if you have a story or something you'd like to share with us, you can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, or through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. Also, please feel free to follow us, share, subscribe, leave a review, but the best way you can help us is to find one person and just tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Tell them something you heard, something you said. That's just really all you can do. My friends, I'd like to thank everyone out there who is helping us out and supporting us. There's been kind of a groundswell lately, especially with elections coming up. So please, please, please make sure you can vote if you can and go out and vote. Do what you can to help your schools and to help out everything. Second, if you want some Teacher Needs a Drink swag, like a Teacher Needs a Drink shot glass, or your partner teaching BFF could use a koozie, go to teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com and buy him some. Help us out and keep us going. All right, my friends, enjoy the episode!
Well, her career was running out anyway. I mean, they weren't making scary movies anymore, and she was, like, doing TV, so he had to, like, get her out, because he was rising.
He wanted a younger model.
No.
Yeah, he got a Shriver.
Yeah.
So that means he's a Kennedy now.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's nuts. Well, that wasn't where I was planning on going. Anyway, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today is Shirley Temper.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
And also Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, Elvis. Hey, guys.
And returning also is Miss Lucy Elaine.
If alcohol's the reason I'm here, I got news for you, bub. It's the reason you're here, too.
I like that. Aww. Well, guys, we're in the middle of October, and God, it feels like it. I feel like all of the initial charm, what little was there, is gone now. Like, all of the beginning of the year, like, woohoo, we can do it. Now it's like, oh, shit. And what's crazy is that now that most schools have had, like, their 6 weeks or 9 week kind of turnover, everything is turning around upside down. Oof. And so, like, I have my daughter does virtual school online. And at the end of this 9 weeks, they just announced that her teacher is leaving to go teach a fifth grade virtual class. And she's going to get a virtual teacher from another school.
What?
Because they have to rearrange all their teachers. And so not only is my little second grade daughter kind of flipping out because she just kind of got used to doing it with my, like, her teacher, she's getting someone new. But I'm also thinking about this teacher who just put all kinds of shit ton of effort into making connections with all these kids is now bumped to a fifth grade virtual class that she has to start not knowing the kids. I mean, I feel so bad for the teacher just having to make a jump like that. I mean, it sounded to her like she had very little notice as well. She called me like 8:30 at night. She's like, I'm really sorry to tell you, but I have to make a change.
For what, fuck, though? For what? Like, why would they
it's
have to
just
switch
the numbers? Because a lot of kids are coming back into school, so they need more
it.
Teachers on classroom, and so they don't want to have like one teacher for just, I don't know, three kids or four kids. I don't know how many kids are actually going to be left in my daughter's virtual class. So they're taking what's left of her virtual class and combining it with a teacher from a different school.
Yeah, I had like a horror like episode, like those look on my face, like if you could do that shot where like they zoom in and look how terrified you are, because today we got notice that there are a lot more people coming back to in-person learning than was expected because, of course, the district's like, oh, we're going to open it up for some, you know, some suggestions. And what do you all parents think? And they're, of course, going like, yeah, put them back in school. We're, and this is a Friday, by the way. We are expecting kids on Monday. And it is going to be frightening, a disaster. I don't think, no, it's not. We're not ready.
So my school is doing just the best job at notifying us when we have positive cases in a timely manner. Like, oh, right before this podcast, I got an email at 6:40 p.m. this evening, Friday evening, that we had two people, like staff members, test positive for COVID.
Oh, fuck.
But they sent it. Yeah, but we just now got it.
That was purposeful. I bet.
Of course it was. Yeah. But to top it all off, yesterday in my second period, I have a kid come in late and he hands me, like, as he's handing me the tardy slip, I'm sitting at my desk in my office because I have an office within my classroom. And he steps in and he hands it to me. He has his mask, like, pulled down and he starts coughing. And I said, dude, pull that over your nose and go wash your hands right now. Do not hand me that piece of paper. Go throw it in the trash. I was like, I'm not messing around. So he does that. He goes and he washes his hand and he sits at the table and he's like right across from my office and he's coughing like crazy. And he pulls that stupid mask down again and just cough, cough, cough. And I'm like, bruh, pull your mask up. He's like, I can't breathe with it. I'm like, okay. He goes, can I go to the nurse and get some cough drops? I was like, please, dear God, please. Yeah. So I fill out a piece of paper and I hand it to him. And when he's in my office, what does he do?
Does he pull his fucking mask down again?
And coughs. And coughs. And I said, bruh, what are you doing? So he goes, and not 5 minutes later do I get a phone call from the nurse that, guess what? He has a fever. He has all the symptoms. He's immediately going to go into quarantine. And I need to write down every single student who's in my classroom at that time period. And I said, he was coughing in my office with his mask down twice. Do I need to, like, go? Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And the nurse was so cavalier. She was like, you're overreacting. Everything's fine. Yeah, you're overreacting. Everything's fine. I have heard nothing. I know nobody will tell me anything. This person is a freshman.
Okay. Ugh. Oh, freshman. And they're pulling their mask down and coughing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, at that point, they're just assholes.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, I don't know, someone who might be, like, I don't know, anywhere from 6 to 9 age range. But that's just irresponsible and stupid.
I put a kid on blast today. Like, I was a little worried I was going to get an angry email from a parent about embarrassing her child. This child, okay, sits in the front row, and I'm up at the front of the room doing, you know, start of class procedure stuff. This child has his mask pulled down and his finger up his nose. This is an eighth grader. So I kind of quietly just, you know, said to him, Timmy, go wash your hands.
Timmy.
And he just kind of looked at me and then reached down and wiped his hand on his jean, like, and just kept staring at me. And I was like, pull your mask up and go wash your hands.
Is this a sped student?
Yeah, but not that level.
Okay.
This is not a comprehension thing. This is a,
butthole thing.
The kids in the class were like, why does he have to go wash his hands? And I said, because he had his finger up his nose. And the whole class was like, ew! And the kid gave me a look, and I'm like, don't fucking pull your mask down and put your finger up your nose.
But I did walk in somewhere and found two of our friends rolling around on the ground. And I was like, hey, y'all, can we not? And they were like, oh, no. And I was like, that's gross. That's nasty.
Wow. That's something we haven't had in a long time. When we first started, like, every other week was like walking in on high school kids or teachers doing something inappropriate in a hallway or a classroom when they thought they were unmotivated.
Oh, my God.
Like, catching kids servicing each other in the stairwell. That seems so preposterous right now. I can't imagine it. Like, it's so far from reality. It's like when you watch a show now and you see all these people standing close to each other. I'm like, that's not what life's like. Mm-hmm. And the idea of like high school kids doing what high school kids love to do is just so far. Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, that's, it kicks in.
Fuck it.
So much bad stairwell sex.
You guys, I have something for you.
What do you have?
Ooh. Are you ready?
Always.
Oh, no. It's from the you're way too excited. It's from the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page from Kaylee. It says, hey, y'all. First, just wanted to say that your podcast is the Kitties Titties, and I look forward to every Wednesday now, girl. Ooh. I teach art at the elementary level, and I'm still a baby teacher with this being my third year teaching. Y'all already know the crap teachers have to deal with doing virtual teaching and in-person teaching. Luckily, I don't have to teach on Zoom, but following my campus rotation schedule as well as the district-made virtual schedule is a pain in the ass since I don't have just a classroom of 20-ish students. I see the entire campus and on a cart this year, and now no students will be coming to my classroom for art. I wanted to write and share the sweet, precious angel baby of a parent that reached out to me today. This week, instead of creating a new lesson for my online students, I decided to give them a catch-up week and let them all have one more chance to turn in all the missing work that they have had since grading period closes tomorrow. Right now, my campus has less than 300 students in person, so a majority of students are learning online. I have a campus population of about 700 students, and I only have a maybe 20% participating with their online assignments. I'm already dreading the parent phone calls and emails and asking why their child is failing art. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Today, when I was teaching kinder, I got a message from a parent on the learning platform our district is using asking me to call her because the question she has was too long for an email. I was instantly nervous and sweating. Once I got back to my classroom, I called this parent and she asked if it was okay that her son draw an alternate assignment. All the students that were caught up on work had a free choice of some Halloween drawing videos I linked to catch up assignment I posted. She told me she had been a teacher for 10 years and she didn't want to step on any toes or be rude about asking for an alternate assignment because her family didn't observe holidays for religious reasons. I told her it was more than okay that her son draw something else of his choice. She was so completely empathetic of how hard teachers are working in dealing with obstacles from students, parents, and admin. She continued to say that she appreciates all the hard work her son's teachers are doing. After we hung up, she messaged me again to thank me and tell me that her son enjoys the arts assignment so much. Her son was even talking about warm and cool colors on his time off for school and also thanked me for the catch-up week. Even though he had his assignments turned in, it was nice just to have some time off. It was so nice and made my heart glow having a parent reach out and be so supportive and appreciative. I think it means even more because she knows what teachers go through even during a normal school year.
That's really sweet.
It is. That is.
Just being seen, you know?
Yeah.
And as a teacher, I get the whole thing like, well, you know, the fact that you even just asked, I don't care about the assignment that much, but at least you're trying to do it. You have it's not that I'm just not turning in anything and I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to ghost out until I get my grade.
She didn't call the principal and bitch about the assignment and her student will not be doing this assignment and blah, blah, blah. Like she was compassionate about it.
Or real ticked off because how dare you celebrate Halloween or like even mention it? This is not a religion. You're not fair to all religions.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you get all of that.
I think my biggest one is that she didn't want changes for every single kid in the class or the school. Yes. She's just like, hey, can you just make this modification for my child? And that is what it's supposed to be. It's not like everyone must do this now. Kneel before Zod.
You have to remember, she taught, so she has an understanding, and that says a lot.
Like, here's the thing that happened in my world today. Like, same day as the nose-picking child, but a different kid.
As long as it's a different kid.
Different kid.
All in one day, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. All right.
It gets better. It gets better. There were actually like three things in one day that had me going, we are never going to get rid of this damn virus because people can't
freaking control themselves. Whatever. I'm in class and I get a phone call from the nurse's office, and the nurse says, hey, can you send little Susie up to my office with her stuff? And I'm like, oh shit, little Susie's going home. And so I say, hey, little Susie, you need to grab your stuff and go up to the nurse's office, please. And little Susie looks at me with this completely baffled look on her face and goes, why? My brother's been feeling better for 4 days and I've been taking my temperature.
Oh, fuck.
And I just went, I don't know. She just called and said for you to go down there, so you better go see what's going on. And in my head, I'm going, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the next class period, I went to sub for a teacher buddy of mine who is at home self-quarantining right now because there was an active case in her classroom. And we don't have enough subs, so I have opinions about that, but since she's my buddy, I didn't want to. I felt like doing her a solid. So people don't behave like there's peewee football teams every day when I leave down practicing on our football field, breathing and sweating and tackling each other while their parents sit around unmasked, I'm sure, talking shit about the school. And I'm just like, this is, we're never going to get over this because people can't, yeah. People won't control themselves.
Do you think that we're actually going to get to a point where the schools will shut down? I feel like right now, before an election, they're not going to let it. I feel like they're just going to keep everybody there.
I honest to God think that after like people gathering for Thanksgiving and Christmas, like that it's going to be so bad that we're going to have to shut down. We're going to have to work from home again.
I'm just wondering if they'll actually make it happen, though. I mean, I get that the levels will be there, and I imagine just the kids being in such close contact so much now, it's got to be spreading rapidly just because of that.
Well, we're back in the red in Dallas.
Is it wrong that I kind of want to stay at home?
Oh, I want to stay at home. No. No, it's not wrong.
By Reddit user Social Bitterfly.
I like them.
My son's teacher got yelled at by a parent during Google Meet class. I got an email Friday night from my son's principal apologizing for how the whole fourth grade class heard an angry parent confronting their teacher on Google Meet. The teacher shut the meet down pretty fast, so the kids didn't hear much, but still, who does that? My son didn't even tell me about it since he usually minds his own business. But when I asked him what happened, he told me a student's mom got on the meet to complain about virtual learning and how we need to get back to school. I'm just so sick of teachers being treated like this over a pandemic we have no control over. Bless you, Social Bitterfly.
Yeah.
And may you prosper and live in long health always, because you are speaking some sense.
Yes. Word. I wish a bitch would. I've reached the point. I have cried 3 times over this stupid job in the last 2 days. Absolutely. I had a panic attack yesterday. I came home today and cried because I'm going to have to literally probably work for 12 hours this weekend just to get ready for next week. I don't need no motherfuckers up in my business with their like snaggletooth opinions, because you know there's a sister cousin in that tree. Like, let's not forget. I have a lot of feelings. If you get toxic positivity on me, I'm gonna set a fire.
Yes.
That has definitely been a buzzword the last few weeks. Like, it started before.
People are using, like, they're using so much toxic positivity a lot. Like, and people are noticing it.
But
it's like a go-to.
But I think, like we said in the last podcast, it's such a Band-Aid, and it's okay in the very, very short term. But in the long term, you're not helping anybody. It's like, oh, thoughts and prayers. Yeah, that's not doing anything. It just seems evil at this point. I think you're right that I think all the teachers at this point are plumb tired. In fact, I feel like when I look at, say, some of the Reddit teacher forums, even some of our own, a lot of the announcements now, instead of being like interesting articles or topics or people wanting to talk about stuff, it's like, hey, I just resigned and I've never felt so good. Or it's all this kind of thing of I've never been so tired and I'm thinking about resigning or I'm going to resign, to the point where they've had to make like separate threads on it now. Really, really sad. And I was trying to think of what possibility could there be in our current system that would make teachers maybe feel better or not willing to run out or not so beat down. And the only thing I could think of to help out morale is pay them what we're fucking worth.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I thought about that today. I thought about what I was paid, like each paycheck, and I go, ah, not enough.
And I think, you know what? I'd be willing to eat a little more shit, or I'd have a little more energy going. It's like, okay, well, at least I'm being reimbursed. But a lot of these schools are trying to have teachers take less, or they're cutting less benefits. And, you know, that's not how you're going to want to make people work harder. And I have friends who work like corporate tech jobs, and they do less than we do and put less work into it and have less education than we do. And they're making four times as much. Hell, the corporate world alone is just crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I feel we're having to bust our asses. We're educated. The summer's off thing is a joke. I feel like if you're like, okay, you know what? I think teachers across the board could use another $45,000. Yep. I think that mm-hmm. would put them to a more modern living status. I think they'd be a lot happier. I was like, that's crazy. You're like, no, I think teachers deserve that extra bit on top of what they're making now, because we're working. And you would get so much better results. I think you'd have a lot more people willing to stay in the field or come to the field. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's a pipe dream. And it makes me a little sad.
I want some hazard pay.
You know what? Kroger employees got hazard pay. Grocery store workers got hazard pay.
I was going to say, there's a thing floating around on Facebook right now that says, we don't have a teacher shortage. We have a master's level professional willing to work for $35,000 shortage.
Okay. Yeah, that's 100%. Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon.
Oh shit!
That's so right.
It is so fucking hot. For an extra $5 a month, you get all kinds of bonus episodes and extra episodes and exclusive content that can only be on Patreon. There's, I want to say, hundreds of hours. Maybe when you hear this, it will be hundreds of hours. There's a lot of stuff. We put new stuff on there almost every week. So please come subscribe to our Patreon, and you could also get Teacher Needs a Drink podcast swag. And if you don't want to join Patreon, then just go to teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, and you can get all the cool stuff. You can get shot glasses to toast your after hours Zoom meetings with your friends, beer koozies, coasters, stickers, pins. Come on, you want a sticker, you know you do. It feel mm-hmm. good. Just okay. slap it. Just slap it on
my ass, oh, honey. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, I would like to welcome you to the 2020-21 school year. Please make sure all personal emotions, familial needs, and health issues are stowed away in the rear compartment of your brain before logging on for the day. Failure to tuck this baggage away may result in an inability to achieve any progress. Once lessons have commenced, you are free to move about your mind and deal with any issues, but be warned that the size and type of your baggage may have shifted, and you risk collapse by exposing yourself to them at this time. There are 12 restrooms in this building. The 8 closest to you will be randomly closed for sanitation. Please consider this when thinking of intaking liquids or nutrition of any form. Bathrooms are considered off-limits while giving any kind of instruction, so please plan any bodily evacuation accordingly. In the unlikely event that the internet or school software should go down, please notify the front office. We are told one of them should be back from lunch before too long. If you are teaching in person, please make sure you are aware of certain recent safety measures that the local government should have put in place while the lessons are progressing. In general, young humans are disgusting by nature, so these rules should be followed at all times, regardless of your political views or claimed IQ. Number 1. Masks that cover the mouth and nose should be worn at all times, even if the student is 6 feet away from another living creature. Number 2. All students should sanitize hands upon entering and exiting the classroom. Number 3. In the event that you should start feeling emotionally overwhelmed or an anxiety attack coming on, please make sure you put on your own personal oxygen mask and help yourself before tending to the needs of others. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast would like to once again thank you for continuing to work in the noblest of professions, regardless of pay, toxic positivity, and what the general public opinion of your position may be. We know you had many choices in professional careers, and we here at Teacher Needs a Drink podcast are ecstatic that you continue to attempt to educate the future of this world. We welcome the opportunity to listen, commune, cry, smile, and support you through this fucktangle of a year. Remember, you are not alone. Thank you again for listening to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Deep breaths, deep drinks.
All right. All right, guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to thank all of my friends out there. Please take care of yourself. Make sure you put the oxygen mask on yourself before tending to those around you. And please, please, please take care of yourself. We're around here if you need us. And sign up for Patreon. Okay, yeah. I'd like to thank my guest today, Miss Lucille Lane. It was wonderful having you.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Ooh, it's that time of year.
It is that time.
I am so excited. Watch Trick or Treat tonight. And also thank you to Miss Bunny O'Hare.
The pleasure as always.
Aw. And of course, thank you for being here, Mistress of the Dark, Miss Shirley Temper.
Come on, Roger. Let's go home. I'll bake you a carrot cake.
Oh. All right, my friends, and please, if you haven't, go vote. Vote, 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 vote,
yes.
Vote.
Yes.
Please,
vote,
while you're
vote,
out
vote.
There. All right, my friends,
support
deep
public
breaths,
education.
Deep drinks, cheers!
Cheers!
All right, my friends, I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday early in the morning, like literally like 12:02 a.m. I'd like to thank my host today, Ms. Shirley Temper, Ms. Lucille Lane, and of course the lovely, effervescent Ms. Bunny O'Hare. A special thanks to Shirley Temper for helping me out and making that little airline PSA we did earlier. I thought that was kind of fun. I'm making an illustrated, animated version that's going to go up on our Facebook, hopefully in the next week or two. And of course, a huge thank you to Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I edit all of this crap. If you would like to support us, you can always join us on Patreon for as little as $5, or you could really just go ahead and start buying some early gifts for your friends and teacher buddies. I think the best thing a Secret Santa could get this year is a Teacher Needs Drink shot glass or beer koozie or hell, just some stickers. But my friends, really, take care of yourselves. Times are tough. Things are political. Vote. Just really take care of yourself. We want you around a little bit longer. Cheers, my friends. It feels good. Just slap it. Just
slap
it
on my ass, honey.
Does the $5 go in your G-string or no?
It depends. I mean, for 10, I could send a pic. We'll figure it out. Anyway.
It's OnlyFans. I knew it.